Welcome to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Coming up, an inside look at the business of Las Vegas. Stay tuned for interviews with the movers and shakers at the top and on the way up. Plus, Las Vegas sports, entertainment, restaurants, weather, and more. This is the Vegas Business Report, because there's no business like Vegas business. Now, here's Jeff Nathanson and JJ Snyder.
And welcome to an all-new edition of the Vegas Business Report, and happy Saturday to you. Thank you for listening. I'm JJ Snyder, joined by Jeff Nathanson. It's 11:07.
Oh, I can't wait for today's show.
I know, I'm looking forward to it, too.
I cannot wait for today's show. We are, by the way, JJ, we're in it. Like, we're in the summer of Las Vegas. You know, every year it's like, oh, in April it's a little hot, but then it goes away. And then in June, we're now in it. The long, hot, never-ending days of summer. So many people coming into town to go to the pools at the resorts. They are all packed, the day clubs with the DJs. Here's the Vegas Business Report pro tips for
What's
today.
What's that?
And there's no charge for these tips, by the way.
Oh, okay, free tips.
Free tips.
That's what you should call them. The free tips.
the free tips. Number one, sunscreen. Don't underestimate sunscreen. It works. It's proven by science. It's good for you. Protect your skin. The other one is another big one, and that is another simple one. JJ?
What?
Hydrate.
Water.
Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. It makes a huge difference. You ever wake up in the morning and you're like, I am so thirsty because you've been sleeping for 8 hours or whatever. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. A lot of action going on in Vegas everywhere right now.
You know, there is a lot of action. And we were talking about how a lot of the action that Vegas gets is because of our conferences and our expos. You do not underestimate how popular Las Vegas is nationally to host conferences.
Yeah, people love it here. And the thing is, people say, well, why is that? Well, one reason, we have thousands of hotel rooms.
Yep.
Right? We have thousands. There's a lot of towns, I mean, good-sized towns that don't have near the capacity. If you have a big conference, like when Amazon comes here or whatever, they need thousands of rooms.
CES.
CES is a big one. The World of Concrete.
Yeah.
I've never been to that one.
That's a big one.
Have you ever been to that one?
I have seen them set up in that, what is that space that is right, that open area by Fountain Blue?
Yeah.
But you'll see, you know, a bunch of events set up there and
We have got to explore the World of Concrete. Maybe next year.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say I've been to it and I want to see, I mean, what's there? I mean, they have a booth and we have this concrete. Well, we have this concrete. Okay.
It's a world we need to explore.
It is a world we need to explore for sure.
Here was something interesting. When Jeremy Aguero from Applied Analysis joined us just a couple of weeks ago, he was also pointing out that there's other very important events that are drawing thousands of people to Las Vegas. Of course, we've talked about WrestleMania.
Yep.
But he mentioned the BTS concert was bringing thousands of people to the Valley who might not come here otherwise.
New money, right? Yeah. I mean, that's great for the Allegiant Stadium and all that. Yeah, that's a great point, JJ. It is the number one destination. It's just amazing when you live here and you see all these people like coming in. So
I have a neighbor about my age who got talked into going to the BTS concert.
Oh.
She liked it so much that she's now traveling the country summer, going to 4 different BTS concerts.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, she said the prices for tickets are way, way more reasonable in Boston than they were here in Las Vegas.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe the demand isn't as high for BTS in Boston. Just a side note.
That's a good side note. Well, a lot going on, of course. There is a really interesting, you're talking about conferences, JJ.
Yeah.
There's an interesting one coming up later this month at the Aria. It is called the Rare Evo Blockchain Conference, and we are actually going to dig into it. In this hour, we're going to talk to the co-founder of that event. His name is Rand McHenry, and so we're going to talk a little bit about blockchain technology, crypto, interesting stuff. And again, they have a conference for this, and it's here.
I don't doubt it. Rand is going to join us, and he also has a special offer for you, our listeners here at Vegas Business Report. So make sure to stick around for that interview if you'd like to learn more.
That's coming up on the show. So as we mentioned, as we advertise a jam-packed show, so we're in the heart of summer. Vegas Business Report, of course, is all about locals. So let's talk a little local action. And that means it's time for what has been ranked as the most popular feature to date on the show. And that is time for JJ's Hit List.
Now it's time for JJ's Hit List.
Jeff, there is a new streaming series about to drop on Apple TV this Wednesday. It is called Lucky. And guess what? It's featured all over the series, Las Vegas as a location.
Here?
It certainly was at Caesar's Palace. I attended a big fan activation event about 2 weeks ago. In fact, they held the first world screening. It was a secret pre-screening for the series at Caesar's Palace just to build the hype.
That's amazing. And that's on Apple TV.
Yeah, it's on Apple TV. It is a suspense-filled series. Do you know the beautiful actress, Anya Taylor-Joy?
Yeah, not personally, but I know of her. She was in the chess one that was super popular.
That's where I became a fan of hers.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So she's the star of it.
Okay.
And it is all about a young female con artist.
Oh.
Who actually gets a con put upon her in Las Vegas and has to kind of fight her way back out of it. It is a very highly charged female series. Annette Bening plays a mob boss who also happens to be her former mother-in-law. Timothy Oliphant is in it as well. Based on a best-selling novel, New York Times best-selling novel, by Marissa Stapley. So maybe you've read the book.
I haven't, but I do like shows based on novels. They seem to be a little more organized in some ways.
Listen, it all starts with the writing in any story, right? Hello Sunshine is Reese Witherspoon's production company. So they discovered this book, as you may or may not know. Reese Witherspoon has a reading list.
Oh.
And so she saw this as an excellent book, grabbed a whole set of Hollywood producers, and they've made a series about it. So you guys tune in on Apple TV this Wednesday. At that event, I mentioned to you at Caesar's Palace that I had the opportunity to moderate, actually. I spoke with the two of the producers. By the way, Anya, the actress, is a producer on it herself.
Oh.
Also, Reese Witherspoon, a producer on the series. But I spoke with Lauren Neustadter, a very experienced Hollywood producer, and the delightful Cassie Pappas. And here's what they had to say about filming in Las Vegas.
We love the idea of having, you know, Anya Taylor-Joy on the run, and the idea that Annette Bening is a mob boss and Anjanou Ellis-Taylor as an FBI agent chasing her. You've seen those tropes before in movies like Heat, but we've never seen it with three women. Our very first night of shooting here, we were on the rooftop of Caesars with a 360-degree view of Vegas, and it was a really special feeling night, that's for sure.
My memories are so vivid because we really were all over this casino. And it was so incredible, really once-in-a-lifetime stuff. And we were doing this in the middle of the night, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. We were shooting in this casino and just remembering Anya running through the casino. You gotta work.
We were improvising.
You gotta work.
Amazing. I'm going to look forward to that one for sure.
Let me just warn you.
Yeah.
It is so suspenseful.
Oh.
This show will have you on the edge of your seat. Do you do suspense very well?
Oh, yeah. Thrillers. Yeah, I like them.
Okay.
Yeah.
This has got it. And it is very exciting to see all the locations.
Yeah.
See the desert. A lot of the end of the first episode's out in the desert. And I will tell you, one of the actors at one point had to say the name of our state, which you know is
Nevada.
And they said it correctly.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, great. These people know what they're talking about.
They have training. They have training. So that's amazing. It's called Lucky, Apple TV. I'm gonna look for that one. And just to, you know, kind of cap that off, JJ, I love it because what you're telling us is they're filming in Las Vegas.
Yes.
That ties back to the business of Las Vegas. Creates a lot of jobs, opportunities, site fees, all those things, taxes, everything that we need.
I mean, it's going to be great, great promotion for Caesars. Of course, like Ocean's 11 was filmed there. That famous scene from The Hangover was actually in the first episode of Lucky.
Oh, wow.
They're filming on that same roof. And it's one of the best views in Las Vegas from the roof of Caesars.
Very cool.
As you can imagine.
All right. Thank you. That is going to do it for JJ's Hit List. for this episode.
That's it, Jeff.
That's it. Good hit list. We will take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more about the Rare Evo Blockchain Conference. Our guest will be Rand McHenry. He'll be joining us as we continue on this Saturday edition of the Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And welcome back to this edition of the Vegas Business Report. I'm Jeff Nathanson with J.J. Snyder, and we want to bring in today's guest. So one thing, we were talking about this last week on the show, one thing about Las Vegas is it is an amazing destination for conferences, for expos, for events. Vegas knows how to do hospitality, whether it's entertainment, it's setting things up, it's execution of these events. Big events choose Vegas, and we know why. It's a top destination for business events because the city is set up in a way that is convenient with the events on the Strip. The space is here, and obviously the airlines make it easy for people to get here. So we're going to talk about an upcoming event here. Our guest today is the co-founder of an upcoming blockchain conference that will be taking place at the Aria Hotel starting on July the 28th, and we want to hear all about it. So let's welcome in Rand McHenry right now. Rand, welcome to the Vegas Business Report, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff. It's an honor to be on the show.
So when you talk about major events, a lot of people may not be familiar with Rare Evo, but it has been around. Tell us a little bit about the conference, who your audience is, and why it's developed into one of the premier events in the blockchain industry.
Yeah, I appreciate the question, Jeff. Rare Evo is a fifth-year blockchain conference. And just like you said, Las Vegas is the place where every industry can really come and show off a large conference. We've grown 3 years here in Las Vegas to cover everything in the blockchain industry, from AI and agentic payments to finance to art. And you can really see everything about the industry at Rare Evo.
I was told, our producer told me the other day, you may have over 3,000 attendees, which is really impressive. The industry is growing, and people, it sounds like, Rand, they want to get together in a single location and talk it through.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on in our industry. Big tailwind in the past 18 months. There's a ton on policy and regulation. There's an expo hall of all the companies in the industry, a main stage full of speakers that are talking on all those topics, tons of evening socials and networking events throughout the day where people can learn. It's for everybody from enterprise and Fortune 500 down to startups and even university students and people that are just looking to dip their toe into the industry and get educated.
We're talking with Rand McHenry right now, the co-founder of Rare Network, and we're talking about the big conference. It is at the Aria Hotel, one of my favorites, by the way, for conferences and dinners, too. You were talking about some of the events at your conference that is coming up, and I know you have an innovation panel. I believe it's on July the 29th, and I believe the moderator is the Secretary of State, Cisco Aguilar, who we know here on the show, of course. And Danielle Casey is on that panel, too, from the Las Vegas GEA. So tell me a little bit about some of these really amazing panelists that you have and some of these events that are going to be there for your audience.
Yeah, this is an amazing panel. Really shout out to Cisco Aguilar for helping us put it together. And Danielle Casey from the LVGEA. And this is really going to cover what government in Nevada is looking at using in our industry, how they're looking at the policy and regulations being formed around it, and then how different businesses and enterprises in Nevada are looking at using the industry as well, and how they're communicating between the two. It's actually my favorite panel of the event. It's going to provide a lot of information to all the attendees that are coming from all over the world and how this is being done in Nevada.
And where are those attendees coming from, Rand?
They're coming from all over the world, all over the United States. We have attendees from Europe, from Canada, from Mexico, from Australia, from East Asia, Japan, all over the place.
So let's talk about the Las Vegas economy. Obviously, we're a local show here in Las Vegas. There has been some talk, Rand, about Vegas kind of a little bit becoming a little bit of a tech hub. Having a conference like this, a massive conference with thousands of attendees and obviously amazing panelists and hosts of a big cross-chain conference, kind of helping Las Vegas with the branding of becoming a tech hub where maybe companies want to go and set up shop. What kind of people are you going to see at this? And do you feel like that is a developing opportunity for Las Vegas?
That is absolutely true. There is a lot of Bitcoin miners based in Nevada. We have major banking from Fortune 50 banks that are sending whole departments from their Nevada branches and things like that. There are people coming from the gaming industry to look at crypto and blockchain. And I really think there's a lot of that flourishing in Nevada. And I think that's why we also chose this a place to bring the event 3 years ago.
The event is coming up at the Aria Resort and Casino starting on July the 28th, running for a couple of days at the end of the month. I want to talk about, you know, maybe like the current and the next generation when you get to blockchain users and you get to crypto. You have an event at your conference called College Row, and that is going to involve students, I think, from UNLV, Stanford, Duke, some of the top schools. How does Rare Network kind of bridge that gap between established enterprise leaders and future leaders?
It is really important to us as a business and event to include our future leaders. These are some of the brightest minds working on the hardest projects. And these are, you know, UNLV students are showing up in force, but we have people coming from all over the country as well. And getting these students together to solve hard problems, this is exactly what enterprises are looking for in our industry. They're looking to hire out of that pool of talent. They're looking for new and innovative problem solvers that might solve a problem they have in their enterprise and things like that. And it's really a big investment in the next generation.
We have a lot of listeners to this show, Vegas Business Report, that are involved and invested in crypto. We have other people that listen to the show, Rand, that are kind of like thinking about maybe getting involved in crypto, but it can be a little intimidating, I think, for people at the very beginning. What would you say to small business owners or established executives who are curious about that? Is this conference a good place for them to learn and get a little more education about some of the next generation tools?
Absolutely. Rare Evo is the perfect place for somebody to dip their feet in, listen to all the speeches on the main stage, engage with all the companies that are willing to explain why they're using crypto or blockchain, why it might be a tool for them, whether it might be payments or other solutions that they're looking for in their business. And they can come and learn at this event in a very trusting and open environment.
What are the trends that you're seeing, Rand, in those industries? And I'm talking about blockchain. I'm talking about crypto. There have been different trends. Things get hot and so forth. What are you seeing right now that might be a preview of what would be happening at this conference in terms of discussions?
Lots of discussions around payments, stable tokens, how value is moved, real world assets coming onto the blockchain and being able to trade 24/7, 365. The markets are always open. There was just a very large deal announced in AI and crypto today, $65 million raise in the intersection of artificial intelligence and crypto and payments. So I think there's a lot going on. There's a lot of cross sections with different industries. Blockchain is merely a tool and an underlying use case that's being used across all industries.
When you look at this conference coming up, and obviously the fact that we are in Las Vegas makes it a great opportunity for locals to get to this event. Is this an event that's kind of closed off, or are there opportunities for locals in Las Vegas to attend? And how would they get involved and register and get tickets and all that?
Absolutely. Free general admission tickets to all of the Las Vegas community and listeners. You just go to rareevo.io and you can claim your free tickets today.
That sounds like a really good offer, because I looked at that website a few weeks back, and I did see that there were a lot of tickets that, you know, to attend the whole thing are really expensive. So that, Rand, is a great opportunity. I'll give that out again. If you're listening to the show, rareevo.io, and you can go there as a local, and you can register for a free pass to go to this event, and that gets you the opportunity to hear from some of these experts. What are you expecting to happen in this conference? I know you're heavily involved in it, Rand, but you got to be excited as you get close to this this big, big event.
That's a great question, Jeff. I think the Clarity Act is the biggest thing on everybody's mind right now, whether it'll pass Congress in the Senate session ends right before Rarevo. If I was a betting man, I'm hoping we get to see it pass and we have a great conversation about how our industry moves forward in the United States on the main stage at Rarevo.
Well, we really appreciate the time, Rand, and insightful. We are looking forward to the conference, and I'm glad that Rarevo is putting this all together. And thank you for the invitation for locals. Again, if you are local to Vegas and you want to check it out, Rand just said you can get free tickets. You can register at rareevo.io. And if you're interested, you want to learn, you're new to the industry, or you just want to check it out and do some listening, this is a great chance to get a little closer to blockchain, fintech discussions, AI discussions, all of those things. So, Rand, thanks for the time on Vegas Business Report, and we look forward to attending your conference and checking it out at the end of July.
Thank you, Jeff. It's an honor joining you.
It's break time right now on the Vegas Business Report. It's time to take a time out, and when we come back, we'll have a lot more coming up on this edition of the Vegas Business Report. Special thanks to our guest, Rand McHenry. The conference happens at the Aria starting July the 28th. We will be right back after these words on Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
We are rolling on this Saturday. Jeff Nathanson with J.J. Snyder here in studio. And our thanks again to Rand McHenry from Rarevo. That conference is coming up at the Aria, which is a great place for conferences,
by the way.
It is. It is.
It's stacked with restaurants.
It is. Yep. It is. It's an amazing place. I've always liked that place. And I also like to come in from Harmon,
yes,
from the west side of town, instead of taking this. Just a little tip for you.
Yeah, I agree.
But I come in the
Ocean
Harmon
Prime.
Side.
Have you been to that restaurant?
No, I'd
there?
Like to go there.
Oh my gosh. Highly recommend Ocean Prime. It used to be in my old neighborhood in LA, so I'm very familiar with Ocean Prime. But the Vegas location, it's like if someone comes into town and they want like understated elegance and really good food, Ocean Prime.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that down. That sounds good. But that conference is coming up at the Aria July 28th through 30th. And if you heard the interview a few minutes ago with Rand McHenry, he basically said if you're a local, if you're a Vegas local,
yeah,
you can go to the website Rarevo, rarevo.io, and you can sign up and register for free access as a local. And these conferences are often expensive. So if you're down with the blockchain, you want to talk about crypto, Cisco Aguilar, the Secretary of State, is hosting a panel there.
No kidding.
It's a big deal. They have 3,000 to 4,000 people who are going to be at that event. So,
but it's so topical right now. That was a great guest to have.
It is. It is topical for sure. And if you miss any parts of the show and you want to go back and listen to them, you can search the Odyssey app on your phone and listen there live to the show, or you can go to the website, vegasbusinessreport.com, catch up on past episodes if you miss anything. Also on Instagram.
Yeah, Vegas Business Report. You can DM us. Actually, if you put a little hello to Jeff in our DMs, he might just respond.
By 2027, absolutely. And there's also a business page on LinkedIn. If you want to follow that, we put stuff up there too.
I've really enjoyed our interactions on LinkedIn. Yeah.
So there's a lot going on.
Our producer, Ben McKee, is on there as well, doing quite a bit of posting there.
Excellent.
So it's fun.
This portion of the Vegas Business Report is being brought to you by DBV Solutions. They help businesses adapt, innovate, and thrive. For more information, go to the website DBV, like delivering business value, DBVSolutions.com. dbv.com
for more. We love our friends at DBV.
Oh, very sharp. Very, very, very sharp folks. So let's talk some summer stuff.
Oh, good.
You're a fan of summer. You're a fan of summer for sure.
Well, I'm a fan of my perfect summer, Jeff, is about 88 degrees and, you know, within walking distance of a beach.
So May. So, May in Vegas?
Yes.
Is your perfect summer?
So that 1 week in April?
Yeah, exactly. So here's the question on the table on the Vegas Business Report for you, JJ. So people that live in other places, they go to Vegas for vacation.
For sure.
What do you do if you live in Vegas? And again, there's a lot of ideas. You know, we put together a list for locals. And the idea is, I mean, you can go to Europe. You can go to Aruba. Those are all great. Malta, St. Bart's, whatever. Cape Verde.
Oh, fancy. But Costa Rica.
Portugal. Those are all big.
Japan. Just saying all the famous places.
You're naming right every now. Country. That's good.
Well, those are the hot spots right now.
Those are the hot spots.
Yeah.
But the idea behind this list is talking about places that you can get to with an easy flight or you can drive a car. Those things.
So those of us who have dogs like myself or children, really sometimes it's better to drive.
Yes.
So we're going to go through some of our top picks and picks that Jeff has gathered together that what is your source here? Because these are literally the most popular places to escape Vegas.
Yes. So the source is the internet.
Love it.
Which is a large amount of information crushed together. But the criteria is, as you indicated, maybe it's drivable or an easy flight. It's relatively close by. And from a business perspective, there's deals. There's a lot of rooms. So it's not like insane costs. And so here's the list. And let me know what you think of these or if you have, you know, history with any of those.
So can we start with number 5?
Sure, we can go backwards.
I like to count down.
Okay, it's a countdown. No, that's it. It's now officially a countdown.
Ooh, okay. I love this spot. Oh my goodness, this is a very spiritual spot.
Okay. This is number 5 on the list is Sedona, Arizona.
Ooh, Sedona.
So it's spiritual, like you said. It's at elevation, right? So it's like 4,300 feet above sea level.
They have just beautiful, beautiful red rocks, of course, you know, and also the trees that grow there are so unique to the climate and they do very well there. So there's actually quite a bit of green, of course, famous for their dark skies at night.
Mm. And a great place.
Because they really keep the light pollution down in that valley.
Isn't Sedona, JJ, a lot about like meditation, and yoga,
cleansing,
yogurt, trail mix, granola, those
getting
things.
Your aura red. Going for hikes and mountain biking.
Yep. It's about spectacular. A 4.5 hour drive from here.
Is it that far?
About, it depends how fast you drive.
Well,
so I know you probably make it in 3.5.
I think I got there in 3, Jeff.
But anyway, very big on spas. Okay. You can take a Jeep tour through the canyons up there.
It's lovely.
Sedona, number 5 on the
Definitely.
List.
Definitely. Okay. If you have not been to Sedona, you must go.
Where do you want to go next? You want to go in reverse order? It's a countdown, right?
Yeah, we're countdown.
Okay.
So number 4. Number 4. We head north, which should drop the temperature a bit. Mm-hmm. It is
Lake Tahoe, Nevada / California. There's a Lake Tahoe on the California side.
I like the taxes better on the Nevada side.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. And that, you know, again, it's around a lake. So you're talking boating. There's a lot of hotels. There are casinos also in Tahoe. So there's a lot of action there. And they have shows in those casinos.
Yeah, they certainly do. For me, Lake Tahoe is a place to get out into nature. So I'm not so focused on the casinos, although I know, many people enjoy them.
But we have
I want to be in the water. I want to be in the water. I want to be going for a hike and then I'll be getting in the water.
Mm.
And it's cold.
Yeah.
That water up there is cold.
Yep. So Lake Tahoe, you know, that's a little bit more. I feel like you can fly there in an hour if you fly into Reno and then drive, you know, 45 minutes from there. I did drive it once from here, and that's the only
famous
time that's ever going to happen.
Man. No one likes that drive.
No.
You know what? You know this high-speed rail they're doing?
Oh, yeah, Brightline. Yeah.
What apparently they're doing from California to Las Vegas.
Yep.
They should just skip California because We should just go straight to Lake Tahoe.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
I wonder who's listening that can make that happen.
People would be on there with their flip-flops and their towels ready to take a dip.
Yep. That's also at elevation, by the way. And I did play golf there at the Edgewood Tahoe once.
Did you?
And because of the elevation, you hit the ball a lot further than you normally would. So any golfers in the house are looking to add 25, 35 yards to their drive.
For real?
Just because it's at elevation, so the ball carries more.
I didn't actually ever think about that. In regards to golf. And that's how good a golfer I am, Jeff.
Well, and the trick is I went there, I thought I was good. And then when I get back down to sea level, it turns out I'm not
that good.
Number three
is a place that, now this is the place on the list that I don't have as much experience with, but boy, does it sound beautiful. It is.
Mammoth Lakes, California.
Ooh.
People think of it as a winter destination.
High Sierras.
High Sierras because of the skiing, and they do have great skiing. But it's also, you know, like you said, back to nature. You can go hiking in the summer. They've got
giant pine trees. Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's another one. That's about five hours. So these are all reasonable drives, right?
What's your cutoff with driving, like on a road trip?
Yeah, mine is probably 5.5 to 6 hours.
Oof.
But I really prefer 3. But,
yeah.
I mean, when you drive to LA, it's going to be 4.5 or 5. But much past five.
Is about my cutoff. Yeah.
Not a fan. Oof. Not a fan. This is right on the edge, right? But again, you were talking about going on the lake, going in the water. Mammoth in the summer. Again, in the winter, It's really cold. It's really cold. World-class skiing. Okay.
All right. Number two. Now we're going to head east for this one. Brian Head in Cedar City, Utah.
Another mountainous area, right?
Those are
nice places. Now that's only 3 hours. 3 hours.
Okay. They're saying between 70 and 80 degrees. Isn't that kind of optimistic? I thought it was a bit warmer.
Well, I mean,
summer,
but compared to Vegas, right? Yeah. It's, you know, maybe 20 degrees less or something like
that. Oh, that's good. So, I guess I'm thinking of St. George because you always think, I actually have
St. George
to
is
St.
the
George.
Same as here. Yeah.
No, St. George is just hot.
Yeah, it's just hot. Yeah. It's just
lovely.
Hot.
But hot.
So that's Bryan Head in Cedar City. I have been there. Again, it's another, you know, outdoor-y type of place.
And but, the number one place that people from Las Vegas love to escape to.
Yep.
During the summer heat is
San Diego, California.
Not a surprise.
Yeah. That's another 5 hour drive.
Even Trent is nodding his head in the control room.
Yeah.
And yeah.
If it's approved by Trent,
right.
It's
Trent
certainly
approved.
Good enough for the audience to consider. So San Diego, again, a little cooler than Vegas. It's not a desert.
Lovely.
On the water.
In fact, you can go to San Diego in July and be cold.
Really?
Oh, sure.
At night, for sure.
Sometimes that ocean,
There's a lot going on there with La Jolla's down there, Coronado, the Del Coronado Hotel is down there.
Oh, don't you love Del Coronado?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. And the
Hotel
gas lamp.
Del.
Yeah. So that's it. So
also,
top five, Sedona, Lake Tahoe, Mammoth Lakes, Bryan Head, Cedar City, Utah, and San Diego. That is the official list.
I just have to say tacos. If you're going to mention San Diego, you have to talk about tacos.
Oh.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm done.
Well, we can do that.
So we bring up these five places because we would like to know, where is your summer escape? Where do you get away to? You perhaps solo or you and the family. Maybe you go to visit family during the summer. Please check out our website, message us, or go on our DMs. Go on LinkedIn. Let us know. Where's your favorite place to get away?
That would be an interesting little poll, a micro poll. Very good. Perfect. All right. Thank you, JJ, for that. And we will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk a little financial wellness. We're going to be joined by Aziza Reed, an accredited financial counselor. And we're going to talk about being smart with your money and how to handle your money and what to do with your money.
So, you know what? This sounds like a topic that is relevant to most of us.
Yes, it is. And it is coming up next on the Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
All right, we are back on the Vegas Business Report. Jeff Nathanson with
JJ Snyder.
And we roll on this Saturday. So we said before the break, JJ, we're going to talk a little bit about financial wellness.
Yes.
And we talked about how that's like relatable To everybody. It affects everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to dive into right now. We are thrilled to have our in-studio guest here. Aziza Reed is an accredited financial counselor, financial wellness consultant. She is also a keynote speaker and the founder and CEO of Aziza Reed Consulting. Welcome, Aziza, to the Vegas Business Report.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We are so happy to have you on the show today, and we're really looking forward to you sharing your knowledge with us and the people who are listening today. Aziza Reed Consulting, tell us a little bit about how the company started and a little bit about your background.
Right. Well, thank you for the introduction. So my background is in accounting. That's where I got my degree. So it spans in all areas of finance from, like I said, wealth management, taxes. I graduated working for one of the top four accounting firms in the country. So, and then from there, it just spanned off in financial services, banking, as well as I even dabbled in some human resources as well. So how my company got started, and it came from personal and professional experiences. So I started my own bank at the age of 16.
So you started your own bank.
Yes.
How many branches at that time?
See, we could talk about that another time. But so I was always very fascinated with how money works. I was very, I had a natural knack for it, right? So, and that's why I went in and got my degree when it came to finances. So from there, I just took all the information that I learned and from personal experiences and professional, and developed a program. When I was in human resources for a little bit of period of time, there was an individual during one of the meetings said, I wish there was some financial literacy for employees to help navigate the benefits. And I realized that there's a gap still. So that's where we come in. And that's how Aziza Reed Consulting was born, that I'm getting back into filling and fulfilling that gap.
So a lot of our audience is from the world of business at all different levels. People that are starting out, that are teenagers, people that are established in business. Right. What are the messages that you tried, like the base messages for people? Because as JJ said earlier, financial wellness is a big thing. Mm-hmm. It applies to everybody. It's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. So what are those core messages that you think everybody should like kind of listen for?
Well, to be quite honest, before money is like a 1 + 1 = 2. We already know it's analytical, it's math. Like, I mean, if you tell anybody, oh, you should invest because you're going to get a return on your money, you're going to double, it's going to work harder for you than you can go to work for it. But where is the discrepancy? Where's that gap? And it's the psychological. So I always start there. I start that with the psychology of money. And say, for example, there was an experience when I was in sales. There was a woman who I had got a referral, and I was in Panera Bread. That was one of my offices at the time.
Oh, good choice. Panera Bread.
Great soup.
And so I'm calling, I'm giving my spiel, and she said, oh, no. My mother spent everything she had. I'm going to do the exact same thing. And, you know, you get taken aback, but I was like, so you overcome the rejection. Like, are you sure? You know? And she was just like, no, I'm good. And it clicked right there for me at that time that money isn't about me sitting down and just, hey, here's what you do. Here's a budget. It's the psychology. It's those conversations that we've had with our parents. It's the indirect and direct. And it's the social experiences that we have as well. So that's what I do in the beginning of the program, is to set the tone and the temperature check. And then I use behavior throughout the program as well.
That is so interesting for you to say, you know, money is 1 + 1 = 2. But then let's talk about the psychological aspect and emotional, right? I'm interested, what are some of the biggest barriers that you think people create for themselves mentally that prevent them from doing the most with their money or even acting responsibly with the money they have? What kind of roadblocks have you helped people push through?
I think it's really the knowledge gap, if I'm going to be quite honest, because some people feel like they might know everything there is to know about money, even the savvier ones. But when you break certain things down to the simplest element, they start to have like these aha moments, right? And then honestly, sometimes you got to hold certain people's hands, right? There was one individual, say, for example, that he didn't believe insurance was important, but he had a family. And it's because he just didn't want to talk about death. And at one point he was just like, why should I choose you over somebody else? And they say, if you talk negatively about somebody else, it actually makes somebody look at you negatively. So I'm like, I don't know what that person has to offer, but here's what I do. And here's what I can help you with. And from then he was like, I want to work with you. So honestly, it's just about making people feel comfortable and feeling seen and really feeling like what they need help and assistance on and what they're doing great at, to be honest.
Our guest today is Aziza Reed, the founder and CEO of Aziza Reed Consulting. We're talking about finance. We're talking about money and kind of what to do with that. Mm-hmm. Why does financial education matter today in 2026, maybe more than ever, in your opinion?
I think because the financial landscape has gotten so complex. Like we talk about grandparents, you know, it was a pension, maybe money in a mattress, maybe it's a savings account, right? Or a lot of times they would just get their check, cash it, and pay their bills with it, right? But now we have so much options. I mean, from apps to, you know, financial experts on social media to cryptocurrency to 401ks, HSAs. I mean, a person can either get analysis paralysis where it's like, oh, my God, I don't understand. And they don't do anything at all. Or they want to get trendy and feel like they have to get a piece of everything. And that pushes them further away from their target. Like, say, for example, there was a study that came out in this year that the average person has only $955 in their retirement. So as you can see, we're getting further and further away from our goals. And it's like, well, why is that? It's a lot of information. So that's where my services come in, is we cut through the noise. So that way you understand what your options are, but what do you need at this present time?
And everybody's different, right?
And everybody is different.
The website is azizareed.com, and there's a lot of information. We only have about 30 seconds left, but I wanted to, on your website, you talk about your educational philosophy. Mm-hmm. And here's what it says. No jargon, no sales pitches, mm-hmm. just open, honest dialogue mm-hmm. about money. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that need to hear those types of messages, because this is something that is going to be with people for their entire adult life, for sure. How do you manage your money? What do you do? Mm-hmm. What is your message, A, to those people, what they should be focused on? And B, how do they connect with you if they want to talk further about mm-hmm. whatever their plan or lack of plan is mm-hmm. for their finances?
Right. Well, you can always connect me. Like you said, mentioned going to the website. There's a chat there. I have my information up on the website as well. Give me a phone call, send an email.
Aziza, thank you for coming by and visiting us on the Vegas Business Report. That is going to do it for this edition of the program. The executive producer of Vegas Business Report is Ben McKee. Today's show produced by Allison Polkenhorn and mixed by Trent Ogle.
It's been great to have this hour with you folks. We hope you join us next Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Vegas Business Report. Jeff and I signing off.
This has been the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Today's show was produced by Monarch CX. To visit the official show website, go to VegasBusinessReport.com.